Radio show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war. Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, we're on. I spent all day doing my Real America's Voice TV show. I had to script it and then do it, film it for tomorrow. And boy, all hell is breaking loose in the United States of America. I've tried to tell you for a long time that I believe the economy under Biden is going to hell. And boy, it's happening right now. And I don't want to be right because I have my money in banks and I have my money in stocks and I have my money in gold, which is good. Thank God for gold and silver. That's the only thing you can depend on right now. I don't have my money in crypto, thank God. Crypto falling in free fall today. Stock market in free fall today. Gold and silver way up today. Matter of fact, let me see while I'm live on the air here if I could tell you. I know gold was up, I think, $38. I just want to see what silver did today. So gold was up $38 an ounce. Silver was up, percentage-wise, slightly more than gold. So both silver and gold had fantastic days. The market was terrible. It was rocked today. And every possible financial instrument out there was rocked today, except for gold and silver. That's why I'm the biggest gold and silver guy in the world. In case of emergency, you've got to own gold and silver. And, of course, we've got Goldgate Capital as the precious metals, official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. But we're in a lot of trouble right now. It's as simple as that, a lot of trouble. There are headlines like worst since Lehman, banks break the world again, all referring to the collapse today. If you haven't heard it, I don't know what world you're living in. Silicon Valley Bank, SVB, collapsed today, and it's the 18th largest bank in the United States. It's the second largest bank failure in the history of the United States of America. Washington Mutual in 2008 was the last bank failure that was larger, the only one that's ever been larger than this bank failure. And look what the date was, 2008. It was a precursor of things to come. Lehman was going down, Washington Mutual went down, Bear Stearns went down, and the world was about to go down and take the biggest hit since the Great Depression. And there are those who believe right now that we're in that same kind of position right now. Very scary. So, worst since Lehman. Silicon Valley Bank's collapse, the second biggest bank failure in U.S. history, dominated any reaction on Wall Street today. And to make matters worse, Wells Fargo says a technical issue is causing customers to see missing deposits in their accounts. Wells Fargo scrambled to respond to customers who reported deposits missing from their accounts. Many customers unable to pay bills or buy groceries. Our technical team is aware and we're working to resolve the issue, and I apologize for the inconvenience. Wow. I mean, you really believe it's a technical issue? It could be. Of course it could be. It's always possible. It's always possible on the same day you get struck by lightning that you get in a car accident and your house is burglarized, but it's not too often all three things happen, right? So I don't know. I think it's rather fishy that there's a major bank out there where people are checking on their accounts and the money's not there, and their claim is it's a technical issue. Very scary. At the same time that's happening, there's no employees. You know, when I filmed my Real America's Voice show, my guest was Ed Dowd. Ed Dowd managed $14 billion for BlackRock, so he's one of the most impressive financial guys on Wall Street. And as I said on the show, he's like me. You know, I'm not a doctor, he's not a doctor. He's a financial guy, I'm a political guy. I used to be the king of Vegas sports gambling, believe it or not. That was my background. 30 plus years, I was the number one guy in sports gambling in the sports gambling capital of the world, Las Vegas. And so I'm a financial guy and a political guy. He's a financial guy and a Wall Street guy. And neither one of us have any medical background, but that doesn't mean we don't know what's happening with the COVID vaccine. We both changed our lives. And, you know, a large portion of this show is devoted to all the problems and deaths coming from the, and injuries coming from the COVID vaccine. A large part of his life now is the COVID vaccine. He's got a new book out called Any Cause, and it's about, you know, the COVID vaccine and all the causes of death out there. And I've said many times on this show, and I said it to Ed today, I do believe in a year or two, maybe sooner, our entire society could collapse because there aren't going to be any employees. There's not going to be enough people to run the sewage plants, not going to be enough people to run the Hoover Dam, not going to be enough people to man the casinos, not going to be enough people to run the, you know, the police department, the fire department. The hospitals are going to be without employees because so many people are dying. The die-off is accelerating, and there's already been a tremendous amount of deaths from the COVID vaccine. And as it goes on, even if it doesn't get worse, even if it stays where it is now, you've already lost a lot of people. People don't realize what's happening around them. So many deaths, so many sudden deaths, so many heart attacks, strokes, and turbo cancers, and blood clot deaths, that if this continues unabated, which it looks like it looks like it will only get worse. The longer the COVID vaccine is in your body, it appears the more damage it does, and the more damage to your immune system, and the less likely you even have an immune system left. And so the amount of deaths are going to cause a problem for society. There aren't going to be enough soldiers in the military to defend our nation. There's not going to be enough pilots to fly fighter jets. There's not going to be enough pilots to fly, you know, traditional commercial airlines, you know, United, American, JetBlue, Southwest. There's not going to be pilots and flight crews because so many people are going to be dead and so many people are going to be disabled and unable to work and on disability. And I just look at this headline, it reminds me of what my prediction is. 60% of restaurants struggling to find employees. There's a couple of reasons. Number one, our nation is a bunch of lazy slobs who don't want to work. I work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I'm going to be 62 years old. If you don't want to work, screw you. Are you a moron? If you don't want to work, then you should starve to death. Cut off all welfare for these people. The whole point of life is welfare should be for people who can't work. You're in a wheelchair and you're really sick. I want to take care of you. There's something wrong with you. I really want to take care of you. You have a disease. You have cancer. You can't work. I want to take care of you. But if you have two arms and two legs and you can work and you don't work, cut them off and let them starve to death. And we'll see how quick they go find a job. I'll bet they do. So first of all, there's a lot of lazy bums who don't want to work and they're on welfare and unemployment and disability when they're not disabled and a thousand other, you know, government check, handout check programs. But number two, I do think so many people have died and so many people are disabled from the COVID vaccine that that's the major reason that restaurants are struggling to find enough employees. And also, you know, most people who want to work want to make a big fat salary. They don't want to work for minimum wage, which, by the way, is ridiculously too high right now. But nonetheless, it's still minimum wage. They think they're, you know, above working for minimum wage. But it's minimum wage plus tips. And if you happen to be good, you're going to get tips. That's for the waiters. Hostesses, maybe not. You know, kitchen chef, no. Dishwasher, no. Busboy, no. So, I mean, there's a lot of jobs where they got to pay you by the hour and you're never going to get tips. And they can't find employees. You could always find waiters and bartenders because they live on tips. But 3 years after COVID led a national shutdown of restaurants, the $900 billion food service industry is struggling to find enough workers despite boosting pay and benefits. In fact, over 60% of restaurants say they're understaffed. So, and the labor shortage is hurting business. Of course it is. I go in restaurants all the time and there's nobody to seat me. I stand there for 5 minutes when nobody comes over and finally I kind of wave somebody down and go, I'm standing here waiting to be seated. And they're like, okay, give me a second. Because the waiters are doubling as hostesses and hosts because they don't have enough employees. And I don't know who's cleaning the bathrooms. I don't know who's doing the dishes. I guess the waiters are doubling on that too because there's nobody to do this stuff anymore in the United States of America. Pretty scary. So I think our society's got a lot of problems. What's going to happen when there aren't enough skilled people, when there aren't enough nurses, there aren't enough pilots, aren't enough prison guards, aren't enough border agents, border guards? I don't know. You know, you could play a game of baseball and get paid $10 million a year, but what happens when there's nobody to man the stadium? You got to have security guards. You got to have the guys who go, hot dogs, hot dogs. There's not going to be anybody like that anymore. They're all going to be dead from the vaccine or home disabled. And when there's no one to serve hot dogs and no one to serve beer, get your cold beer. It's going to be nobody. When there's no guards to prevent bad guys from getting in the locker room, You're not going to be able to play your baseball game and collect your $10 million a year or $20 million a year. So a lot of problems. By the way, that's a good segue to mention the actual sponsor of the show, Goldgate Capital, because they're the only gold company I know in the country that's offering you $15,000 in free silver. And at this point in time, everybody needs to check them out. Every follower of Wayne Allyn Root needs to check them out, because no one else is going to give you $15,000 of free silver. But forget that. What's that famous saying in New York? Forget about it. Forget about it. You don't need to worry about $15,000 of free silver, even though that'd be wonderful. You need to worry about just buying some gold and silver so you've got it. You know, you want to have it. If I was you, I'd buy as much gold as I get my hands on and then grab the amount of free silver that entitles you to get, whether it's $1,000, $5,000, or $15,000, but it's up to $15,000 in free silver from Goldgate Capital if you're among the first 100 callers today and you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you. So call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. They sell physical gold and silver for your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account, or for your house, or for your safety deposit box, or for the safe in your house, you know? Delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, goldgatecapital.com, 855-770-GOLD. Say Wayne Allyn Root, and you qualify in the first order for up to $15,000 in free silver. We'll be right back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Folks, you've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow, including me. Well, Mike Liddell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these, ensuring they weren't just any old slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long so they can be worn both indoors and outdoors. These are now my favorite slippers ever. For a limited time, you will now save $90 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WAR, or call 800-659-9475.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I was faced with every adversity you could think of. No retailers wanted to sell My Pillow. That's come full circle.
Vendors took advantage of me, and I was copied by China. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all that and learn from it. I have a passion to help other U.S. entrepreneurs, and that's why I created my new platform, MyStore.com. We have hundreds of products from amazing entrepreneurs.
Today, I'm featuring my friends with the Vionic Wrench, a revolutionary American-made wrench that grips on all six sides. It is 14 wrenches in one. It's so easy to use. You just squeeze the handles, and it will automatically find the right size. The father and son team behind the Bionic Wrench have been fighting against Chinese knockoffs in court for years, but continue to make their products right here in the USA. This is the magic of the wrench. When you squeeze the handles, the six jaws come down and automatically find the right sized wrench. Even works on damaged or stripped nuts or bolts. These guys reinvented the wrench. Stop searching for the right size wrench and get the patented gripping action of the Bionic Wrench. You just squeeze the handles and it will automatically find the right size. American made and a proven winner. All you need to do is squeeze and turn just like using pliers. Everybody needs one, at home or on the road. There are thousands of uses for the Bionic Wrench. Never search for the right sized wrench again. The Bionic Wrench is the only wrench you will ever need. This amazing American-made product is available right now at MyStore.com. Just use the promo code on your screen. You can get the Bionic Wrench, regularly $42.84, now only $29.99 with your promo code. It's a great American-made gift.
So go to MyStore.com and use that promo code on your screen to get huge discounts on all MyStore products. Thank you and God bless.
I'm just praying that we are not suffering a financial collapse as we speak. It just feels scary right now. The possible contagion scares the bejesus out of most Americans who are thinking, who know what's going on. I don't know if it's going to lead to that. I don't want to get hysterical. I don't know. I have no idea. Why would anybody know, right? And I'm not a Wall Street player, so I really don't know. But if you're honest, you have to admit it's very scary that the second biggest bank in history failed, A. B, it's the 18th biggest bank in the United States, Silicon Valley Bank. C, it reminds you of the biggest bank that ever failed, Washington Mutual, was in 2008, and here we are right on the precipice of another possible financial collapse. That was the presage of a financial collapse, and this could be the same thing. So it's very scary. And I know it's the first of many problems under Joe Biden. We have not seen the end of the financial disasters under Joe Biden because look at the way they're running the country. All they want is to tax and regulate us to death. They want equity, equity, equity. That's the most disgusting word in the English language. I don't want equity. I don't want equity. I don't want equality. I want performance. Some people are better than others. Obviously, there are several black billionaires in America. They must be smarter than Wayne Root. That black guy is smarter than this white guy. I've got no problem admitting that. If you're worth $1 billion, you're smarter than me. Why can't you admit other people are smarter than other people? I don't care what the color of their skin is. There are smarter blacks, smarter whites, smarter Indians, smarter Italians, smarter Irish, smarter Polish, smarter Jews. There are some smarter Muslims. You know, it doesn't matter what your race or religion is. I only care about performance. I don't want to live in a country that doesn't recognize that. This equity is poison. Poison. I want nothing to do with it. And so I just found out that crazy $5.5 trillion tax increase that Biden wanted, which he's not going to get. Thank God the Republican House will quash that immediately. But he wanted to raise taxes by $5.5 trillion. Once you start throwing around trillion, billion, million, no one even knows anymore what it means, what a trillion means. It's an unbelievable amount of money. But $5.5 trillion in tax increases. But what I didn't realize, well, first of all, I mentioned yesterday, it's all going, for the most part, to raises for federal government employees. Can you imagine? Federal government employees need a raise? No, the rest of us need a raise. Federal government employees don't deserve a raise. They need a cut. We need a raise. We're paying your bills. We're paying your pension. We're paying your Cadillac healthcare. We don't have Cadillac healthcare. I belong to a Christian healthcare sharing organization. I don't have Cadillac healthcare. Basically, every bill, if I get sick, is on me, and then I count on them to reimburse me. So I pay the hospital or the doctor the cash pay, and then I get reimbursed by Christian healthcare sharing. I don't have a Cadillac healthcare like all these government employees have. I don't have a pension like all these government employees have. And all of it's paid by us. Why would they get a big raise? The biggest in like 40 years. Now, I realize it's just a wish list by Joe Biden, and it just got quashed. That's good. But it's insanity, truly insanity. But what I didn't know was, I found out today, the word equity is in his tax bill like 50 times. I think the right number was 38. I think 38 times the word equity is in his tax bill. Do any of you understand what that means? He's a communist. The people behind him are communists. Equity is just another code word for Marxism, socialism, communism. Steal from one group to give to another, and the group you're giving to will always vote for the Democrats. This is communism 101. All right, let me mention the sponsor of this show. Of course, Mike Lindell and MyPillow. The great Mike Lindell. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version's unveiled, MyPillow 2.0. Only Mike could come up with that. MyPillow 2.0 with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillow ever created. I can just picture the meeting, right? I could picture them go, what are we going to call this pillow? What are we going to call it? And Mike Lindell goes, MyPillow 2.0. Great name. And everybody go, Mike, you're the best. I can just picture it. So go to MyPillow.com for all your bedding needs and all your other anything having to do with bedspreads, pillows, dog beds. And they've got the best slippers you've ever seen. They're having a massive sale on the MyPillow slippers, which are the best slippers my wife, Cindy, and I have ever worn. We wear it every time we go outside with the dogs. Most comfortable slippers and good-looking slippers. And then MyStore.com is where you get all the other products. Also, Mike Lindell's. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root, R-O-O-T. And you unlock the best prices and the best sales and the best discounts and the biggest overstock sale ever. It all gets unlocked by using the promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. I'm Wayne Allen Root. We'll be right back. Great guest coming up. See you in a sec.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm gonna give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's MyStore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, they will go broke.
I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservative and patriots, greatpatriotstore.com. All of the products are made in America at the highest quality and at the best prices found anywhere in the world. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price. Healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-America company, and you save a fortune. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American company. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
If someone told you that you could change your life, change your entire life in 88 days, would you do it? Would you believe it?
We are John and Chelsea Jubilee. What would you say if we told you that you could reverse diabetes, high blood pressure,
or most any other disease without painful exercises in just 88 days?
I didn't even think I'd cry talking about that.
It's okay.
But honestly, it was really cool to be able to get my life back.
We have a breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
Don't miss your opportunity to get well. We know that almost everybody out there is selling false hope, that everyone is selling a diet, but every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. But you need something that's sustainable.
We have been helping people for over 25 years with this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
You will lose fat fast, including that killer visceral fat. Chronic dehydration is the root cause of most illnesses. We want to encourage you, go log on to our website. Watch these amazing testimonials. They sound too good to be true.
Every day we hear someone that says, it sounded too good to be true, but it worked for me.
Had their kidney function down to 60%, that's irreversible kidney damage. No getting that back. Except it did. My kidney function came back.
88 days, what could you expect? What I didn't expect. My acid reflux I had for over 20 years, it's completely gone.
It's okay to be skeptical, but don't miss your opportunity to be your best you ever now.
So log on to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Unfiltered, USA Audio Network, as well as Lindell TV. If you're not watching on TV, you can Remy that right now. Just go to frankspeech.com on your phone or on your laptop or on your desktop, frankspeech.com. Click on Lindell TV 2, and boom, Wayne Root is on your screen. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. This company is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA, much healthier, by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Just as an example, their cleaning products, much safer and healthier for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals.
And now I can report, as the son of a butcher, the SOB that I am, that their beef is humanely raised in open-spaced green pastures right here in the U.S., never given hormones, never given antibiotics, and they will never give it mRNA. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, never sold in stores, exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to greatpatriotstore.com, greatpatriotstore.com. My guest is here, always a delight to have him on the show, Ben Armstrong. He is the host of the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. And we welcome you back, Ben, again. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm doing really good. I didn't know you were a son of a bee. I had no idea.
But I am.
Son of a butcher? That's awesome.
SOB, son of a butcher, yeah. Yeah, my dad was a butcher. And let me tell you the most amazing thing about my dad. He always said, do not step foot in my meat locker. And I was like, why? And he said, I need extra money. You know, I want to take a girl on a date. He said, I'll give you the money, but I don't want you ever stepping foot in the butcher store, or especially the meat locker, the freezer, because that's what I was forced to do. You're going to go get a good college degree and you're going to be a white collar guy. I don't want you ever getting used to a blue collar job. Here's $20. Go take your girl on a date and study and get straight A's at college. That's all that matters. He was a really cool guy, my dad, and a really smart guy. He did not want me in that butcher store to get used to making money in a blue-collar job. He just wanted me to do something special. So thank you, David Root. Let's talk to Ben Armstrong about the COVID vaccine, and then we'll get to January 6th. But it says here that you're going to destroy the vaccine lies told by the U.S. government very easy, very quick. Go ahead. The floor is yours, Ben.
Oh, destroying the vaccine lies is real easy. You know, right when they came out saying that they were going to develop a vaccine, I knew right away because I knew it was a coronavirus. I knew that from the masks. So when we were getting all the evidence that masks don't work, I was learning about coronaviruses and how small they are and how they go through a mask. Well, then they said they're going to make a vaccine, but a coronavirus is a cold. So I said, well, wait a minute. Unless you can cure the common cold, You can't cure COVID-19. That's literally impossible. They have to come out and say, we have cured the common cold in order to cure COVID-19. So that alone, I knew, was a sham. Secondly, we learned that there are two immune systems. A lot of people don't know this. Dr. Bhakti was the one that really turned me onto this. When you inject it into your blood, that's going to your organs and stuff, and that's totally separate from your lungs and your digestive tract, your respiratory system. So your respiratory system and digestive tract hardly even cross over at all. And the blood system is a closed-off system. So you cannot inject your blood. This is a fact, and they know this. You cannot inject your blood with a vaccine to stop any respiratory virus. That includes the flu, which proves the flu is a scam as well, the flu shot. Anytime they are injecting you into your blood for an airborne virus, they're scamming you, because they can inject you all day long. It will still infect your lungs. It will still get into your respiratory system. This is why people still came down with COVID-19 right away. And so those are major, major things that easily prove that they have scammed us. And then we can go into how COVID-19 itself was not a pandemic, but I don't know if I want to go down that road, because I'll talk forever about that.
Well, and don't forget, Ben, lockdowns. I mean, in the history of the world, lockdowns have never stopped a cold germ ever, or a flu germ, or a pandemic. Lockdowns do not work. And we proved they didn't work. I remember in April of 2020, there was an article in the New England Journal of Medicine from three of the best virologists in the world that said, masks do not work, will not work, have never worked, cannot stop the COVID vaccine. Only doctors in a hospital setting should use masks. People should not be wearing them. So I knew that in April of 2020. Then in May of 2020, I read a story about lockdowns. They took United States Marine recruits at Camp, I guess it was Camp Pendleton, I believe, in the San Diego area. And they divided them in two. They let one group be normal Marines, like every other Marine will always be. You know, march outdoors, go and get chow at the cafeteria, all the normal things you do in the middle of COVID. And then they took another group and they literally locked them in their barracks and wouldn't let them leave. And each person got his own room. And therefore, you were never up against a germ. You never saw another person. You lived in isolation. And they tried this for like 6 weeks. And at the end of 6 weeks, the group that was locked up in total isolation and had the perfectly clean rooms that were sterilized, that group was more sick than the group that was outside doing their exercises and hanging out with all the other soldiers and eating in a cafeteria with everybody else. You know why? Because loneliness and isolation cause massive depression, which weakens your immune system, and you wind up getting sick. So lockdowns cannot work, have never worked, will never work, but they will bankrupt your whole society.
On top of it, it puts you in a dark place, and sunshine and fresh air. Right. Sunshine is one of the best disinfectants there is against any of these airborne viruses. So, yes, there's all sorts of signs. They knew all this. They knew this. In 2005, they did mask studies for SARS-CoV-1, and they were studying, you know, China and Japan had cultures where they were wear masks on the trains and stuff, and they were studying, does that work? And that's how I knew the mask didn't work, is from the old studies. They knew the mask didn't work from day one.
Right. Well, think about Asia, right? Think about China. In China, everybody wears masks all day long, right? And I noticed they had massive deaths, a massive die-off from COVID. I noticed everybody had COVID. The whole China was sick, and many of them were dying. In February of 2020, I already knew that it was a massive die-off because they were burning incinerators 24 hours a day to burn all the bodies. So if masks work so well, how come the whole China was dying? And the whole China caught it and was sick, and they had to put people in their, nail people in their apartment buildings with like steel and wood bent over the door so nobody could ever get out for 3 weeks because they were so scared that everyone was gonna die. I guess masks don't work that well. And I've always said flu shots don't work, Ben, because I've never taken a flu shot in my life and I never get the flu. But everybody I know who has the flu in the last 30 years, I always ask them, by the way, did you take a flu shot? Every one of them goes, yeah, I had one last week. And I'm like, but you have the flu. Don't you realize it doesn't work? And they all give me a funny look. People just are not very smart, I got to tell you. The average person
is a guarantee. Guarantee the flu shot doesn't work. You cannot inject your blood system to stop a respiratory virus. It's a scientific fact. On top of that, there's a third thing I forgot to mention that proves that it's all a scam. They've admitted this for years about the flu. Coronaviruses, they mutate. So by the time you get something out, that strand is gone. You're getting vaccinated for something that doesn't exist. So that's another
proof the real problem, that it doesn't. Shot. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it
and
doesn't
the flu
work.
Shot does weaken your immune system, just like the COVID vaccine damages your immune system badly. Flu shot doesn't do that. But I've always known that the flu shot hurts your immune system. There's no reason to take it. If you take it, you will get sick more often, not less often. And I've seen it just in my own personal life. Everyone I meet who's sick with the flu has just had a flu shot in the last month. All right, let's get to January 6th. Talk about entrapment. I mean, what happened on January 6th is the biggest scam, the biggest lie, the biggest entrapment in the history of you know, not of the world, because this stuff goes on in every communist country, but in the history of our United States, we have never seen a government lie and entrap and commit fraud and exaggerate and give out propaganda like what they did and the J6 committee did for January 6th. Tell everybody your thoughts.
Yeah, the real headline for January 6th, and I actually did a show on this, and this is what I put, the real January 6th. U.S. government murders two women, frames and imprisons political enemies. That's what we know about January 6th. Two women were murdered, and they were actually murdered, Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boyland. She was beaten to death. Boyland, you never hear about her. You never hear about her, and hers is worse because she was beaten to death while she's on the ground with batons. So two women are killed by our government, and then they frame our political enemies, and clearly we see the frame job as police escort that horn guy around. I go blank on his name, but they're escorting him around because they wanted him on the floor. Yes, and they wanted him on the floor so that they could take pictures and get videotape because they didn't – when the people got in, the people didn't do – enough. They just wandered around. They didn't do what they wanted them to do. And clearly we know this was all set up with Ray Epps, but now something new has broke. And Alex Jones actually was breaking this information. Now there's a bombshell that new documents in a court case have come out that prove the FBI did do an entrapment scheme on the January 6th protesters, but specifically the Proud Boys is who they were targeting. They infiltrated the Proud Boys.
Right.
Proud Boys was about 50% FBI infiltration, meaning people working or being paid to work for the FBI.
Wow.
The FBI didn't fully delete the LYNC messages, which is Instant Messenger, when they were handing over evidence to the defense team. And these they messed up. They didn't delete them. So one of the messages is the FBI agent saying, edit out that I was present, because he's doing an entrapment scheme and he can't let them know.
Ben, we're up against the break and we got to run. Sure. We got to run. But everything you're saying is so devastating to the narrative of January 6th. We did nothing. It was a peaceful protest. The FBI is dirty. The government is dirty. We get it. Ben Armstrong. Find him at thenewamerican.com. Thank you, Ben.
Stand up, Mike. He's a patriot. Mike is a patriot. Mike Lindell. He's the greatest buyer of commercials in the history of our country. This guy, he's got more commercials than anybody. If he struck oil, the oil companies couldn't afford to put on the commercials that you do. Will you explain this to me, please? Someday you're going to sit down and explain. He's the single greatest commercial buyer, but I have heard you're doing great. I have heard that Patriots are buying those pillows, and they're very good. And everything else. But we want to thank you. This guy's been fighting this fight. And the FBI raided Mike. Can you believe it? They raided Mike. They took his phone. And Mike looked at him like they're crazy. Never happened like this. Anyway, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it very much. Everybody here appreciates it. Thank you, Mike.
Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519 or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took My Pillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented My Pillow to bring you the best pillow in history. MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is gonna give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature-regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them and I personally buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver that you could put in your IRA, SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. When it comes time to sell, Gold Gate Capital makes it easy for you. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. So, call Gold Gate Capital toll-free at 855-770-GOLD today. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. So don't wait. Call Gold Gate Capital now. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-4653. $15,000 in free silver is possible on your first order. So what are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. All right, wait on the root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Great to have Ben Armstrong on. Also great to have Lee Elsie as my guest host in hour number one on Fridays, because I'm busy filming my Real America's Voice TV show for Saturday morning. That'll be on tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central Time. America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root. I must say, every week I feel like it's the best show I've ever done, and I feel like tomorrow's show is the best show I've ever done. So tune in tomorrow on Real America's Voice TV Network, realamericasvoice.com, the America's Voice app, or channel, what is it, I think it's 219, I think it is, on the Dish, and then all the other ways to find it, you know, all the Pluto, all those ways you can find TV shows. You can find it at realamericasvoice.com. They give you the whole list of ways to find it. So just to show you how crazy the left is, I constantly stress that we need a national divorce. I talked about it again on my Real America's Voice show for tomorrow. We need a national divorce. We can't live with these people. We can't live with them, and we also can't live under them with control of our lives. Jane Fonda was on The View, and she was talking about how important it is that women are allowed to have an abortion. And they asked her, you know, what else can we do to stop this madness of pro-life? And she said, murder them. And everybody stopped, and they thought they couldn't possibly have heard her say that. And they said, what did you say? She literally, one of the gals said, what did you say? And she said, murder them. We're going to have to murder them. And you just go, did an 84-year-old Jane Fonda just say pro-life people should be murdered? Yes, she did. And she repeated it several times. Murder them. Let me see if they have the exact words here, because I'm looking at an article about it. Hanoi Jane, she said, pro-life activists and politicians should be murdered for their beliefs on abortion during an appearance on ABC's The View. The host said, besides marching and protesting, what else do you suggest? And Jane Fonda said, murder. And the other host said, what did you say? What exactly did you say? And Fonda replied, murder. And Joy Behar says, besides marching and protesting, what else do you suggest? And she says, murder. This is what you're dealing with, and this is why I say that we can't live with these people. The UC Davis professor who called for cops to be murdered wants the Turning Point USA event to be canceled and suggests it's time to teach Charlie Kirk a lesson. Josh Clover, a professor at the University of California, Davis, is calling for an upcoming Turning Point USA event to be canceled and makes the troubling suggestion it's time to teach Charlie Kirk a lesson. He penned an opinion piece for the California Aggie back in 2017, and he talked about cops should be killed. This is what you're dealing with. I try and tell people every day, these are pure evil people. These are people consumed by the devil. These are people you're not going to beat by being nice. You're not going to beat them by just voting. You're not going to beat them
by letting them steal elections while you sit around and complain about it. But no, nobody on the Republican side seems to want to do anything. So it is what it is. Our country is being destroyed. Police in Austin leaving at record numbers over anti-cop policies as city becomes a hostile place for conservatives. It's a vicious cycle. When liberals become the ruling factor in any city, cops all want to retire. When cops retire, there's nobody to fight crime. Crime gets much worse. There is no public safety. And the worse the public safety gets, the more cops retire and the worse public safety gets. So you're really talking about a serious situation. Here's an article about Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom refusing to renew, something in my eye, refusing to renew a $54 million Walgreens contract for California because the pharmacy chain refuses to sell abortion pills in some states. Because the pharmacy chain refuses to sell drugs that kill unborn babies in some states, Walgreens lost its contract with the state of California. This is what you're dealing with. These are the unreasonable people you're dealing with. It really is crazy. Let me tell you about New York. New York reverses course. They say everybody should wear masks, but now New Yorkers are told to unmask while shopping to help fight crime. It's just, I don't know what to say about blue states or blue people. Liberal people. It's the blue man group. The Democrat Party is the blue male group. The University of Notre Dame is hosting an event on queer holiness. I kid you not, you can't make this stuff up. The Catholics have lost their minds. You know, every Catholic I know is a wonderful person, but it's always the ones at the top, the Pope, the big shots at Notre Dame, the deans, the professors, the cardinals, they're all crazy. They're crazy woke liberal. Let me mention Energized Health as we go out for the night on Lindell TV. Energized Health is a sponsor of this show. They changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat. You all know the story. I wasn't fat, but I lost dangerous inner body fat I didn't know I had. I gained about 10 pounds of muscle. I gained intercellular hydration in only 88 days. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans 40% off. It's the Wayne Allyn 40% off action discount, meaning take action and change your life, and you'll be rewarded with 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com, energizedhealth.com, or call them toll-free, 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'm off to California to give a big speech to the California Republican State Convention. Coming back on USA Radio. Bye-bye.